The 10 IPL franchises will be allowed to retain a maximum of 6 players from their previous squads, including usage right to match (RTM) card at the auction that will cost 75 crore rupees out of an enhanced team purse of 120 crore rupees, the IPL Governing Council decided on Saturday. In a significant move, the BCCI also decided that all those India players who haven't played any international game for at least 5 calendar years will be deemed uncapped players, a move being seen to ensure that Chennai Super Kings can retain the peerless Mahendra Singh Dhoni, who last played for the country in the 2019 OD World Cup semi-final. It is learned that for an uncapped player, the retention cost will be 4 crore rupees, and hence CSK, even if they retain Dhoni, can surely save a lot for the auction. A team was allowed up to 4 retentions in the last mega auction held in 2022. On the day, BCCI Secretary Jai Shah also announced a fixed match fee of 7.50 lakh rupees for all players selected to play the league games, with an additional 1.05 crore income over and above their salaries, a fixed salary purse of 12.60 crore rupees in addition to the auction cum retention purse of 120 crore rupees will have to be kept by the franchises for next season. The total salary cap will now consist of auction purse, incremental performance pay and match fees. Previously in 2024, the total salary cap, auction purse plus incremental performance pay, was 110 rupees CRs, which will now be 146 rupees CRs, 2025, 151 rupees CRs, 2026, and 157 rupees CRs, 2027. The BCCI release stated, the IPL franchises can now retain 6 players from their existing squad, either via retention or by using the RTM option. It is the discretion of the franchise to choose its combination for retentions and RTMs. The 6 retention RTMs can have a maximum of 5 capped players, Indian and AMP, overseas, and a maximum of 2 uncapped players. While the retention valuation wasn't given in the BCCI media release, the PTI confirmed it from an IPLGC source. The first retention will cost 18 crore rupees, followed by second retention of 14 crore rupees and third retention of 11 crore rupees. However, if a franchise opts for fourth and fifth retention, they will again have to pay 18 crore rupees and 14 crore rupees respectively. So, any franchise opts for all 5 retention of capped players, then will have only 45 crore rupees to buy or even use their RTM card to buy another 15 players and prepare a squad. There is no cap on Indian and overseas retention, a senior BCCI and IPL Governing Council member told PTI on conditions of anonymity. It is understood that most of the stronger franchises like Mumbai Indians, Kolkata Knight Riders and Sunrisers Hyderabad were in favor of 6 to 8 retentions, as opposed to likes of some other franchises which don't have too much star power. We introduced more deductions for retention 4 and 5 to ensure a level playing field. You can go ahead and retain 5, but then you will have less than 50 crore rupees to deal with at the auction table. Also, if franchises opt for only 3 retentions, then more star value will be added to auction and some of the teams with lesser strength can set their house in order. The idea is to have a good competition, the source said. This is the route possibly BCCI wants to take. If Mumbai Indians want to retain Hardik Pandya, Rohit Sharma, Surya Kumar Yadav, Jasprit Bumrah and Tilakwam, 75 crore rupees will be deducted from their purse, and then with 45 crore rupees at auction, what happens if Ishan Kishan's price skyrockets to 15 crore rupees and they are forced to use a RTM card? It then effectively boils down to 30 crore rupees to select 14 more players. One needs to note that retention price is only a deduction from the team purse for the auction, but it may or may not be the actual salary of the player, which is a player franchise separate contract. Meanwhile, Shah took to Twitter to announce the per match fee, which effectively means that an uncapped Indian player who can play 3 games of IPL stands to earn 22.5 lakh rupees apart from a minimum base price of 20 lakh rupees. Hence, he can earn 42.5 lakh in a season by playing just 3 games of 3 hours, whereas if he plays 10 Ranji Trophy games in a season, he stands to earn 24 lakh rupees only. In a historic move to celebrate consistency and champion outstanding performances in the IPL, We are thrilled to introduce a match fee of 7.5 lakh Indian rupees per game for our cricketers. A cricketer playing all league matches in a season will get 1.05 crore rupees in addition to his contracted amount, Shah tweeted. Rules specifically for overseas players. Select English and Australian players have time and again ditched their franchises after getting picked at the auction, often citing fatigue and other priorities. The BCCI is now planning to impose a 2-year ban on any player who withdraws after being picked at the auction, specifically for overseas stars. If they don't register for an auction during a year, they can't participate for another 2 years.